Pesticides used on corn and soybeans can harm beneficial insects, especially pollinators like bees. Instead of limiting farmers' pesticide use, a team of researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is looking to tackle the problem another way, by designing agricultural landscapes with pollinator health in mind. For Harvest Public Media, Ariana Brocious reports.
If you've been paying attention to the widespread decline of the nation's bee populations, you may have heard this one long word, neonicotinoids.
Neonicotinoids is actually a class of insecticides.
That's Judy Wu Smart, an assistant professor and extension specialist in pollinator health at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Corn and soybean crops don't rely on bees and butterflies, but insecticides don't discriminate. Wu Smart says neonicotinoids are different from other pesticides because the toxic chemicals move throughout the entire plant and can collect in the soil.
So they're useful in agricultural production because they can protect plants from root-damaging insects and pests where spray applications may not reach them. But they're concerning for pollinators because bees that are foraging on plants that have been contaminated with neonicotinoids can be getting it directly through nectar and pollen.
Most commercial corn and soybean seeds now have a pesticide coating that can become airborne and drift onto plants bees rely on, like flowering trees and shrubs that grow along roadsides or in field corners. Wu Smart says corn planting coincides with spring blooming, drawing bees in at a time when they're even more likely to get pesticide exposure. Neonicotinoids can have a variety of effects on bees, damaging things such as
foraging, learning, memory, cognitive functions that really inhibit the colony from developing well. They can have effects on the queen's ability to lay eggs and produce brood.
So, her goal is to figure out how farm fields could be redesigned to limit or prevent pesticide drift and provide protected pollinator habitat. In other plains and Midwestern states, researchers are having farmers plant prairie strips between fields to help combat water contamination from pesticides and fertilizer. At UNL, researchers are a year into a five-year project to study which landscape tools, like windbreaks, pollinator habitat, and cover crops, make the most sense. They're also trying to figure out what would make those practices appealing to farmers, says Gary Bentrup.
And as a general rule, I find that edge-of-field practices, kind of like what we're suggesting, are usually more palatable than changing an operation in field.
Bentrup is a research landscape planner at the USDA's National Agroforestry Center in Lincoln. He's looking into the role of windbreaks, rows of trees planted along fields. He says the basic idea is that a row of non-pollinator-friendly plants can act as a shield between crops treated with neonicotinoids and pollinator-friendly plants on the other side.
Evergreens are generally a good choice for that. They're fine. Leaves and branching structures are effective at trapping pesticide drift.
The roots of the trees can also help filter pesticides in the soil. But increasingly, farmers are removing windbreaks to allow for more sprinkler irrigation. So Bentrup says it's important to consider the multiple benefits of landscape design, including economic ones.
Research has shown that windbreaks can increase corn yields about 13%, soybean yields about 15%, winter wheat by 23%.
Bentrup says many farmers recognize the importance of bees to pollinate everything from apples to almonds to avocados. Wu Smart says there's also a big effort by groups concerned about pollinator survival to establish more habitat, including around farms. They hope this research will help provide ways to make that more successful.
Not just to look at what hurts and what harms pollinators, but to look at the ecosystem as a whole and look at how we can find that balance between agricultural production and ecosystem functions and beneficial insect communities.
That could be good for farmers and bees. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ariana Brocious.